Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
It was Justin's idea that we, instead of coming back with the song that we usually start the show with, which I don't even know what my opening is. I think it's called Lonely Boy or something. We do the Tombstone theme. It was a good idea. I'm glad we did it. Thank you, Justin. Obviously, today is Tariff Day, and we are expecting big announcement coming from the White House. We will, of course, take it live for you, because if not, I'd lose the entire audience. Everybody wants to hear what the president has to say, myself included. Obviously, this is a big deal. This is a big day. And we'll bring it to you live. It's supposed to happen at 4 o'clock. We'll see if that's the case. Senator Ron Johnson right now saying he got a lot of assurances in the White House and he doesn't want to steal the president's thunder. But he believes that what we're going to be focusing on today is reciprocal tariffs that hopefully will lead to other countries dropping their tariffs against the United States of America. That would be an amazing outcome. That would be an outstanding outcome. And let's hope that that is what the case is. And there's at least a little bit of a preview of what can happen with that. Because today, the Ontario Prime Minister or Premier, whatever the heck he is, the guy who's the Canadian who runs Ontario, the province of Ontario, said he would drop all the tariffs against the United States tomorrow if the president would drop all the tariffs against Canada. So that's what I mean. If that's the result, that'd be fantastic. And I don't know who would be opposed to that. If that is the end result in this, where these countries realize this guy's not messing around, this guy is going to go out there and he's going to impose these tariffs on us, and we're not going to get to rip the United States of America off anymore, because the White House today put out a clip of the Japanese prime minister, the former prime minister who's passed away now, assassination, Shinzo Abe, who said they were ripping off the United States of America for years and they couldn't believe how they were able to get away with it. So if the result of this is that countries decide, okay, we're not going to impose tariffs upon American goods that enter our country, and if the United States drops the tariffs that it wants to impose on goods from our country into the United States, then I don't see how anybody could be upset with that. I really don't. That's what happens. If that's the case, great. We'll see. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the president's going to say. My ability to predict things is pretty spot on, though. Given this new book about Joe Biden that's out that everybody's talking about, we'll have the authors on the show hopefully tomorrow. Everybody's talking about this book because, I mean, the stuff that's in there, how they Michael Jacksoned him, to quote the conservative commentator Stephen L. Miller, who said that they Michael Jackson him. They would put makeup on Biden before he would go out there for Zoom meetings, Zoom calls, and events. They had a makeup artist who was following Biden around. Now, look, it's normal to get makeup before things, but they did this to hide his aging. And they did this on purpose, and they knew how bad he was. They even had a Deadpool. They had a freaking Deadpool going on in the White House with a bet on who the judge would be that would swear in Kamala Harris. A freaking Deadpool. So you know what's happening after all these members of the media were complicit in covering up Joe Biden's very obvious cognitive decline, going all the way back to when he was even a candidate. They're now realizing they can cash in by writing about it. And that's what's happening. And I told you in October of 2023 that Joe Biden was not going to be the candidate. It's all back there. It's all on the record. I was out there saying it, and I'm proud of that fact. And I'm not saying it to brag now to you. I'm just telling you, you know, your time is valuable. I say this all the time. Time is the thing you can never get back in life. Val Kilmer, a few years ago, made a documentary with his son called Val. It's all about his life. And it's very prophetic, as if he knew that he didn't have much time left on this earth. And I highly encourage you to watch it. Definitely after, now that he's passed, keep a box of tissues nearby. But it goes through his whole life and his career and his family, and very well done. But my point is that none of us know how much time we have on this planet. And time is the thing that you can't get back in life. And it's the thief you would rob and all the things. And you know, my son learned all about St. Augustine, Florida, and Ponce de Leon and the search for the fountain of youth. And until we find it, until we can beat this death thing once and for all, or at least extend our life to the point where we're like, God, please take me already. We have to remember that and be very conscious of that. And I'm conscious of your time and how valuable it is. And I want to make sure that you are investing it in this program and that I'm giving you good analysis. So, and also I like to brag. That said, going as far back as October of 2023, I said Joe Biden would not be the candidate. If you remember in June, when they had that debate, I went on Fox News on Monday and I said to Mike Emanuel, who was filling in, I said, Mike, why are we doing a debate in June? I just dropped my kids off at summer camp and I still managed to put on a tie. Is this to show how bad Joe Biden is so that they can swap him out at the convention because it's not too early? And people were telling me I was nuts. They couldn't do it. There'd be lawsuits to stop it. There was no way they could swap Joe Biden out. It wasn't going to happen. Wasn't going to happen. Fine. And then Joe Biden said he wasn't dropping out. And they said, you see, he's a stubborn old codger and he's not going anywhere. But the entire time I kept telling you, the difference is they have the Hunter Biden laptop. They have the goods. If not for that, I would agree with you. I would have agreed back then and said, you're right, he's not going anywhere. But because I knew that they had the Hunter Biden laptop and Barack Obama, and I told you this back then, over last summer, I was telling you that the Chicago mob boss, Barack Obama, was the one orchestrating all of this. It's all confirmed in this new book that's coming out. Obama was behind the takedown of Joe Biden 100%. And that's why he had George Clooney write that op-ed in the New York Times after they cashed all the checks from that big fundraiser. And Barack Obama knew all about Joe Biden's corruption because it happened at his White House when Biden had the Ukraine portfolio. And he was able to get really, really rich off of his idiot crackhead son and bribing Ukraine to drop the investigation into Burisma and 10% for the big guy. And Obama knew all of that. So that was the leverage. And when a couple of Obama's former staff members who now host a podcast called Obama Bros, Pod Save America, they wrote this op-ed to Joe Biden threatening him, basically saying you can either leave or we'll destroy your legacy. The not so subtle translation is we know you're corrupt. You can either go out as this kind old man who saved his party, or we're going to destroy you and expose the corrupt SOB that everybody in Washington knows who you are and knows what you really are. And this facade that we've been pretending, we'll expose it all. And then ultimately they got him out of the race. Whether they got him out of the race with his knowledge or not, who knows? But and the whole time we were being yelled at by the media, we were being told these were cheap fakes and deep fakes. And Karine Jean-Pierre was telling us these were cheap fakes and deep fakes. And Joe Scarborough was yelling at us and telling us to, you know, go F yourself if you didn't believe this was the best version of Joe Biden. And all these people were complicit in this major cover up. And the entire time this was going on, as far back as October 2023. And I've said this on this radio show, but I also said it multiple times on Fox News on on Fox News Saturday night on Jimmy Fallon's show. I said it on Fox News on America's Newsroom. The problem they had back then was Kamala Harris. I remember when Jimmy Fallon was auditioning for the Saturday night show, which is now his, and it was at the time it was just Fox News Saturday night. There was no With Jimmy Fallon yet. They were trying a bunch of different people out to see who'd be the best fit for the role. I was not one of those people they auditioned, obviously, because they were all auditioning Fox, you know, Fox hosts who work there. It's fine. It's okay. But the very first show that he hosted as his audition show, I was on there with Tudor Dixon. And I said then, and we talked about it then, that the problem they had was the Kamala Harris problem, that they didn't know how to get rid of Kamala Harris. And this was now January, February of 2024. So long before it was obvious to everybody how cognitively declined Joe Biden was, because they were hiding it, and it only became obvious at that debate. The Kamala Harris problem was the problem. So as this book reveals, Barack Obama allegedly says to Nancy Pelosi, you know, we got to have a mini primary here because she can't win. And then Barack Obama proceeds to do everything he can to try to stop her from becoming the nominee. And it makes perfect sense if you think about it. The timing, the debates in June, the conventions in August. I told you there was plenty of time to make a change. People called up this show and told me I was wrong. Person after person told me why I was wrong. They cited statute and case law. And I said, forget all that, please. And I cited the Jersey example of what happened with Bob Torricelli back in 2022. And Doug Forrester in that race. And then they dug up Frank Lautenberg, who was officially legally dead. I mean, he's dead now, but he was dead then, too. And they ran him for Senate and he won. But the truth is that the entire time they just didn't know how to get rid of Kamala Harris. And how she ultimately was able to wind up becoming the nominee is the part that I still don't know. I guess it really just comes down to the fact that somebody somewhere had maybe goods on Barack Obama, which I thought died in that swimming pool that day when his chef drowned, but maybe not. I don't know. It's either that or they were just so afraid that if she wouldn't go willingly, and I thought maybe they could make her a Supreme Court justice, maybe they could make her governor or something, but if she wouldn't go willingly, just pushing the first black woman vice president, just shoving her off the ticket would go back to hurt them. I guess maybe that was their analysis. I don't know. But she was a disaster. Obviously, she was one of the worst candidates in American history. And now we know what we've already known. We knew that they knew that, and we knew that they were trying to figure out a way to get around her and make anybody but her the nominee. And we know now what we knew then, what I was telling you back in October of 2023, that they knew Joe Biden was cognitively declined. They had to get him out of the race. He could not win. He couldn't run. He couldn't serve, period. So they did things that they had makeup artists go around with him, and they had a Deadpool going on when he was going to die. That's freaking. But we'll have the authors on hopefully tomorrow, and I can ask some more questions about this. None of this surprises me, but we live in this age right now of information is the biggest battle that's going on. And later in the show, I want to, hopefully there's time. I don't know how long this announcement is going to go today, but hopefully I can get into more of the disinformation stuff with Nina Jankowicz, because I had a lot to say about what that fraud, the lies that she told yesterday in that committee. So I'm going to do that. I should probably silence my phone since clearly my son is coming home from school now and it's causing my ring to go off. But the big story of the day, it's a sad story brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Val Kilmer brought me certainly a lot of smiles. I loved his work. I think he was one of the best actors out there. I really do. Let's think about his portrayal of Jim Morrison, for example, in The Doors. So good. You don't even know the difference between Val Kilmer and Jim Morrison. I mean, that's how good his portrayal was of Jim Morrison. When I watched that documentary, Val, what I learned about him was he always wanted to be a serious actor. So he lived in Hollywood, but he went to New York and he went to Juilliard and he studied theater there and created a playwriting program there because they didn't have one, wrote a play, started a play actually with Kevin Bacon and with Sean Penn. And his first movie was a jokey spy movie called Top Secret, which I've seen. You probably have seen it. If you're a Gen Xer, you certainly know the movie I'm talking about. A lot of people probably wouldn't otherwise. But he wasn't real proud of it. Then he went, and they were shooting it in London. And then he got cast for Top Gun. Didn't want to do it, but he was under contract with the studio, so he had to do it, and the rest is history. After that, he was an overnight star and wrote his ticket after that. As far as Batman goes, he wasn't the worst. He was a good Batman. The problem is that movie was just not very good. Batman Forever was silly and stupid because of the reason that they had cast Jim Carrey and Tommy Lee Jones as goofy villains, and Joel Schumacher had taken over at the time, and they brought Robin in, and they made it goofy, and that's where the bat nipples first appear. Now, he's not that bad, though, considering that you still have Ben Affleck, who's worse, and George Clooney, to bring it back to Joe Biden. Remember, he's the one that wrote the letter, "Joe Biden's got to go." What I saw at that fundraiser after they cashed all the checks, he was Obama's bag man in that whole thing. But going back to Val Kilmer, he was a good Batman. It's just the movie was not very good. Although Alicia Silverstone was at her prime back then. I will say Alicia Silverstone as Batgirl is the redeeming quality of that movie. But beyond that, Uma Thurman looks good in it too. But beyond that, really, there's not much. And the Batman GIF emoji. But Tombstone was, in my opinion, a phenomenal movie. And then ultimately when Tom Cruise, to his credit, you know, he decides to go forward with this Maverick project, which is Top Gun, the sequel. It's a far better movie, in my opinion. And Tom Cruise was determined to get this movie in theaters. He did not want this movie to be released at home. He said this movie was made for the theater and he wanted to save movie theaters. This is now during COVID. And, you know, good for him. Good for him for fighting back and making sure this movie would air on a big screen. It was the right thing to do. It was an incredible movie. It was a pro-American movie. And I just, even the Naval Institute today praised Val Kilmer for, they did, you know, after Top Gun came out, for example, and also Maverick too, recruitment surged in the Navy. Like, everybody wanted to be a Navy fighter pilot after Top Gun. I did. You know what I mean? There's no way I could have ever done that, obviously, with all my ailments, but everybody did. Every guy who watched that movie wanted to be a Navy fighter pilot. That's what that movie did. It did so much for the recruitment in the United States Navy. It was great. But he brought Val Kilmer back. Val Kilmer had throat cancer and he couldn't talk. So they actually used artificial intelligence to recreate the scene, to recreate his voice for the scene with Tom Cruise where he reprises his role as Iceman from the original Top Gun movie. Now, in that movie, they're rivals. And Val Kilmer actually tells a funny story in the documentary Val that he and Tom Cruise were actually really good friends, but they're all method actors. And they were all, even when they weren't shooting, they had like, it was like Iceman and Hollywood and the other guys versus Maverick and Goose. And they had this rivalry that was going on all the time because they wanted it to be real on the screen. But they were really good friends. And obviously, at the end of the movie, they wind up becoming friends at the end of the movie. And then he reprises the role. Tom Cruise's character goes to see him in Top Gun Maverick. They have this iconic scene together. It's the last time Val Kilmer would ever be in a major motion picture again. And I wanted to play it for you to take a listen to. So go ahead, take a listen. And a watch, too. We're streaming live on YouTube. So Tom Cruise is looking at the sign of, you know, United States Pacific Commander Iceman, and it's really cool to see this for the first time, like, you know, how far his friend has gone. He's typing, "It's time to let go," because he can't talk. He's typing this on the computer. Tom Cruise is reading this as Maverick.
"I'm a fighter pilot. Naval aviator. It's not what I am. It's who I am. How do I teach that? Even if I could teach it, it's not what Rooster wants. It's not what the Navy wants. That's why they canned me the last time. The only reason I'm here is you. If I send him on this mission, he might never come home. If I don't send him, he'll never forgive me. Either way, I could lose him forever. I know.
So Val Kilmer is the... Iceman is now the commander of the Pacific Fleet, the United States Navy.
The Navy needs Maverick. The kid needs Maverick. That's why I fought for you. That's why you're still here. Thank you, Ice, for everything. One last thing. Who's the better pilot? You or me? This is a nice moment. Let's not ruin it.
That was a great scene. And they, like I said, they had to use artificial intelligence to recreate Val Kilmer's voice for that scene because he couldn't talk because of his throat cancer. And, you know, obviously, I think that of all the scenes in Tombstone, it's hard to figure out which one is my favorite. It's like when you watch it, you go, that's my favorite scene. No, that's my favorite scene. That's my favorite scene. Obviously, this is one of the scenes from where Val Kilmer, who plays Doc Holliday, Wyatt Earp's Kurt Russell, and Morgan and Virgil, Sam Elliott plays Virgil and Bill Paxton plays Morgan. They're out looking for trouble, and the cowboys are there together. And Doc Holliday, this is one of the, I think probably one of the best scenes. Johnny Ringo, cut 23.
Well, I didn't think you had it in you.
I'm your huckleberry.
Why, Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody just walked over your grave.
Fight's not with you, Holliday.
I beg to differ, sir. We started a game we never got to finish. Play for blood, remember?
I was just fooling about.
I wasn't.
Oh, so good.
And this time, legal.
Deputy U.S. Marshal. Such a great scene. All right. Thank you, guys. Yeah, look, I mean, great contributions to American culture. And if you're a Gen Xer, if you're a certain age, maybe a little older than Gen X, this one cuts you deep, right? I mean, it does for sure. No doubt about that. All right. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. It is tariff day today. There's a report that Elon Musk could be leaving the administration. I don't know if it's true. Caroline Levitt has debunked it already, saying he's not leaving. But the Tesla stock is popping on the report that Elon Musk could leave Doge. We'll see if that's the case. The president's going to speak at 4 o'clock. We'll obviously bring it to you live today. And more details on just how bad Joe Biden was and the cover-up, which is, in my opinion, still to this day, the greatest political cover-up of our time. And, of course, Count Grant Stangelis, Spartacus Booker, and the Tears of Rage Band, accomplishing absolutely nothing. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yes, the movie Heat was also outstanding. Justin, did you ever see that one?
I did, but it's been forever since I've seen it. I'm probably going to watch it this weekend, you know, in honor and memoriam.
Yeah, I'm due for a rewatch of Heat. It's been a long time. Obviously, it was De Niro and Pacino on screen together, which was it's great. It's a really great movie. It's been a long time since I've seen that. Now, did you ever see Top Secret?
I did not, but I know back when I was at Rowan, a couple of my professors actually would like recommend it. It was like that and Heat for mm-hmm. certain cinematography techniques. I know Heat especially was one of them because of the bank robbery scene.
Yes.
Like, I remember they said it was like one of the most realistic portrayals of how firearms would actually be used in real life out of any movie ever.
And a little note, that scene in Heat, that bank robbery scene, inspired the scene in The Dark Knight where the Joker robs the bank. In fact, one of the actors from Heat is actually one of the actors in the movie The Dark Knight who plays one of the mob bank guys. I forget the actor's name offhand, but a little interesting tidbit. DeSantis, have you ever seen a movie starring Val Kilmer?
Yes, but only Top Gun Maverick. Oh, wait, no, and Batman. I saw the Batman from the 90s, which isn't
Batman
very
Forever.
Good, I'll admit. Yeah, that movie's pretty lousy.
It's a lousy movie, yeah. He's good, but the movie's lousy. And you still have not to this day seen the original Top Gun.
I have not, but I will make an exception. You know me. I won't watch anything before the year 2000. However, I do want to see the original Top Gun because I like Tom Cruise. Val Kilmer, I have no reason to believe he's bad in anything. The two films I saw him in, he was pretty good. And I love Top Gun Maverick. I thought that was the best movie of 2022.
It's way better than Top Gun, first of all. That's what you need to know. It's way better than Top Gun. But you should still see Top Gun. And I can't believe you've not seen Tombstone. I mean, I can believe it, but I can't believe it. It's one of the best movies ever.
I didn't even know it existed until you texted me about it this morning.
Jesus.
Justin, how do we, I don't even know. I'm paid to talk for a living. I'm literally speechless.
At this point, what we got to do is we just got to strap him to a chair, Clockwork Orange style, and just like force him to watch good movies.
He doesn't know what Clockwork Orange is.
I've seen Clockwork Orange, actually. I took a film class in high school, and we had to watch it. I hated that movie. It was terrible.
Shocker. Real Genius was an outstanding movie, too. Great 80s comedy. Real Genius. Very, very good. Well done. The YouTube chat going crazy with stuff. This is good. Let's play another great scene from Tombstone, a movie Matt DeSantis never even heard of till 5 seconds ago. This is, of course, Doc Holliday is drunk in the entire movie. He was drinking whiskey. The true story about Doc Holliday in real life is that Doc Holliday was a very prominent dentist, got diagnosed with this lung disease, and there was no cure for it, and the prescription back then was just whiskey. So he just basically drank whiskey all day, and it was medicinal. So, you know, I mean, it was for medicinal purposes why Doc Holliday drank so much whiskey. Purely medicinal, and clearly did not live long. But anyway, here's a great scene from the movie Tombstone. I think you remember this one. Take a listen.
And you, music lover, you're next.
Drunk piano player. You're so drunk you can't hit nothing. In fact, you're probably seeing double.
I have two guns, one for each of you.
I love that line, and I often say that line too a lot of times. I've got two guns, one for each of you. Great stuff. It's tariff day today, by the way. The president's going to speak at 4 o'clock. We will take it live for you. There's really not a whole lot going on. Everything's kind of on pause until that because we don't really know what's going to happen. So I'm very sad Val Kilmer died. Of all the days that he died, it's probably good it was today because we at least have some time we can appreciate and remember him and not get, you know, completely taken off track. I always try to look at the bright side of life. You know, I always try to look at the upside. But no, it's very sad. And here's a clip of Batman Forever. Again, dumb movie, but, you know, still better than Ben Affleck and still better than George Clooney. Cut 24.
What do you suggest, Alfred? By sea?
So bad.
Or by air?
Now that I'm rewatching this scene, I'm remembering just how bad that movie really was. It's bad in every level. It's bad. There's even a line where he says, where Alfred says to him, "Would you like something to eat?" And he looks at him and he goes, "I'll get drive-through." But he says it in that Batman voice.
Put that as a choice.
Can you put it on? Actually, we got to play it now.
All right, give me a second and I'll get it up.
It's so bad. Just bad. I mean, it's just the biggest. Like I said, he's iconic roles, right? I mean, Tombstone, The Doors, Top Gun, a very great actor, but and then he does that, and it's just it's so bad. The problem with that movie was they felt Tim Burton went too dark, and they brought in Joel Schumacher, and he made a mockery of it. There was a thing where Val Kilmer talked about playing Batman and Bruce Wayne, and he took the character very seriously. It's just that the script was so goofy. And but again, not the worst, because the movie after that was even worse. Val Kilmer refused to be in the next one, and thank God. So they brought Clooney in. Bat nipples. Bat nipples would destroy the franchise completely. That was Batman and Robin was one of the worst movies ever made of all time in the history of cinema. And George Clooney, of course, then goes on to take out Joe Biden. So he defeated Mr. Freeze, and then he defeated Joe Biden. That's George Clooney's claim to fame as Batman, basically. So bad. So bad. By the way, on this whole Joe Biden thing, and Matt, we have the authors coming on tomorrow. Is that right?
I think they're going to be on tomorrow. Yeah, it's not confirmed, but it looks like Amy Parnas is at least going to be on.
Okay. All right. Good. Great. Excellent. I'm excited. Can they get me an advanced reader copy or something that I can peruse before the interview?
Definitely. As soon as the time and date are confirmed, I'll make sure we get a screener copy of the book.
All right. Good. Excellent. Yeah, that'd be good. Yes. He was also in the movie True Romance, too, one of the Quentin Tarantino movies. But very, very good stuff. So you got the all right. Just for a good laugh. This is Val Kilmer and Batman Forever. Watch this scene.
Can I persuade you to take a sandwich with you, sir?
I'll get drive-through.
No! So bad! Oh, gosh, man. But let's redeem him. Let's redeem him very, very quickly with one of the iconic scenes from Top Gun, a movie that Matt DeSantis has never seen. Cut 25.
You can be my wingman anytime. You can be mine.
Bob in Pensacola on the YouTube chat just said, I don't hear enough about his Doc Holliday portrayal. That was his best role. We've already played two clips of him as Doc Holliday. Bob, where you been?
I think he's just talking about in general.
Oh.
I mean, he should have gotten Best Supporting Actor Oscar for that.
Was he nominated that year?
I think he was. Let me check if I remember. I'm pretty sure he was.
Oh, and there's something we have to reveal in the YouTube chat, right? Road Warrior made something for me?
Yeah, Road Warrior made a gift for you.
You want to describe it?
One second. I'm just trying to get the camera so I can show it off for the YouTube chat.
The Justin Cam?
Very rarely seen these days, but it will make an appearance.
Well, that's
because
you're doing
again.
a one man job here. Two man job for one person. So
ain't that the truth?
His portrayal of Doc Holliday was outstanding, and he nailed the character. The Tombstone is great. I think the movie's fantastic, but in my opinion, Val Kilmer is just the best in that movie. The only other thing, and I'm tied with, is a scene where Kurt Russell is slapping Billy Bob Thornton and says, "You're just going to stand there and bleed, boy." That scene, and then the scene where, why Johnny Ringo? You look like somebody just walked over your grave. I don't know which scene is better. That's the problem. I get frustrated. I don't know which one's better. It's so good in Tombstone. But, yeah, he nailed Doc Holliday. All right, let me know when you got the Justin Cam up.
I got it. While we're going through that, he wasn't even nominated for an Oscar that year. No, the only thing he got was an MTV Movie Award nomination that he didn't even win. For Doc Holliday.
See that?
But let me
stupid
fade this over. Hey, everybody. Road Warrior, so lovingly created for you your own little Rich Zioli, New Jersey license plate for your scooter.
That's very kind of him. It's not street legal, my scooter. But thank you, Road Warrior. It's very, very nice. And just show it to the kid. There we go. It says Zioli on it. New Jersey Zioli. Thank you, Road Warrior. I'm touched, deeply touched. So very good. Okay. Well, there you go. Somebody asked me if I have a handicap parking pass. Yes, I do, actually, as a matter of fact. I have a temporary one because, you need it. There you go. All right, listen, let me tell you about Natural Lawn of America. Natural Lawn of America by... Wait, is this real? Is this true? Somebody just texted me something here. Hang on a second here. Let's see if this is true. Joe Snow just texted me. See if this is true here. Oh, Babylon B. Nation's men honor Val Kilmer by quoting Tombstone all day long. It's funny. It's true, though. Film legend was memorialized today as the Nation's men announced plans to honor Val Kilmer by quoting Tombstone all day long, just like they always do. That's very funny. Skim that smoke wagon and see what happens, said Morning Kilmer fan Michael Garrison. Yeah, we're all really heartbroken about the loss of Val. We wanted to do something special to pay our respects. We decided the best thing to do was quote Tombstone all day long, just like we do every day. You're a daisy if you do. Great. Very, very funny. All right. Natural Lawn of America is going to take great care of your lawn. You want that green, beautiful, healthy lawn for spring? Of course you do. And summer? Well, now's the time to call them today. And they will treat your lawn the way it deserves to be treated. And what I mean by that is your lawn is different from your neighbor's lawn. It has different needs. They factor it all in, and they create a customized plan specific for your lawn. And their safer organic approach to lawn care means it's safer for your kids, safer for your pets. And it's guaranteed. Call them today at 1-800-FREE-SEED. You will get free seeding every year on your lawn. That's right, free seeding every year. Natural Lawn of America. It's my lawn care company. I've been using them for over 5 years. Two different lawns. They've done a great job on each. You'll love the results. And you'll love the fact that it's better. It's safer for the kids and the pets. It's going to give you the results you want. And it's a local family-owned company. These other big lawn companies, they go out there, they spray and they leave and they spray the next lawn. Natural Lawn takes the time to figure out what your lawn needs. And then they give you a detailed write-up of what kind of how much water you should give it and what else you should be doing. It's really, really comprehensive, and that's why it works. And that free seeding every year makes all the difference, the overseeding. So call them today. You're going to get greener grass with fewer weeds, guaranteed. 1-800-FREE-SEED.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Saint with Val Kilmer and Elizabeth Shue. Yes, highly recommend. Elizabeth Shue at her prime, by the way, if you know what I mean. So the other question I was asking, a serious question regarding tariffs today by Dave on Twitter, Dave Bivikhouse. I have a question if the idea of stopping federal taxes by replacement via tariffs, but tariffs are dropped by other countries for reciprocity. It seems federal taxes are here to stay. Correct? Look, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the president's going to announce today. I can't really say. It would be incredible to be able to get rid of income taxes. There's some debate about whether or not it would require an appeal of the 16th Amendment or not. I don't necessarily know if it would really require an appeal. If it gives Congress the ability to levy an income tax, it doesn't necessarily mean that they have to, but there's other ways the government could bring in revenue besides an income tax, obviously. But do you see that going away anytime soon? I guess it would be the real honest question, because I mean, we can't even get a flat tax. So... but we'll see what the president says. We're going to bring it to you live at 4 o'clock, and we'll make sure that we do that, and you'll get to hear that. And obviously, we'll find out what he says. We'll find out what the president's full announcement is. I don't want to get ahead of him, obviously. Stow Buddy Gal is a great suggestion for Matt. Maybe if you play the volleyball scene from Top Gun, it'll spark some interest in Matt DeSantis, and he'll want to see the movie. So, yeah, that's a very good point, Snow Buddy Gal. Maybe that's the reason. That's what we need is motivation for DeSantis to see that movie.
I don't know what the volleyball scene is, but it sounds insulting.
Mark Robson says, Rich, don't forget Val's opening scene as Doc when he says to the poker player, are we cross? If we weren't friends anymore, I don't think I could bear it. Then he stabs him when he's attacked. It's great. Yeah, Tombstone is just freaking awesome. Every guy in America loves that movie. Every real man in America loves that movie. And then there's people who haven't seen it. Not naming names. So
sounds like an attack.
Yeah. And Cal Grant's Angela Spartacus Booker, Tears of and the Tears of Rage band last night blabbed on for 25 minutes. Cory Booker's One Night Stand. Cory Booker's One Night Stand, and it got him nothing. Nothing. It achieved nothing other than a waste of time. It was a waste of everybody's time, and it was not historic in any way. It was just more of Cory Booker's grandstanding, what Cory Booker does his entire life. It's literally why I call him Count Grandstangela Spartacus Booker and the Tears of Rage band. Literally the reason. And we got a lot of audio from that of Booker, but I want to just play a little montage for you. Not a substantive word. This is cut number 4. Now cue this up. Nothing substantive was said in 25 hours. 25 hours of hot air, and God only knows how many depends. Nothing was said for over 25 hours. Cut number 4.
Well, you're in the chair, and I'm grateful to be able to rise all geographies. Year after year after year, for no fault of their own. Wait, Senator Murphy, I prepared for so drug smuggling, human trafficking, illegal arms exports. I am not one of those people that are going to be mad at you. Document is being undermined and attacked by this farm bill to create a food system that the farmers want. Regulations on polluters that make our air quality worse, which hurts people. But I would be really happy if you asked me another question and filled in some gaps. Yet for 72 days of this administration has the Congress
get in good trouble. My friend, Madam President, I yield the floor.
So stupid. Honestly, so dumb. All right, listen, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and hopefully we'll hear the president speak about Liberation Day. What's hilarious, Matt? What do you got?
Oh, the New York Times reported that in preparation for this filibuster, that I guess technically wasn't a filibuster.
Right, because he wasn't trying to stop anything.
Yeah, Booker hadn't eaten since Friday, and he hadn't had anything to drink since Sunday. Then the Times also said that Booker actually delayed a planned vote on a Democrat-led bill to undo Trump's tariffs on Canada. So he did his party no favors.
It's pure and utter grandstanding. Spring is here. That means rain. That means April showers, which bring May flowers. And that means you need to reach out to my friends at Garden State Earthworks and do it today. Because the sooner you call, the sooner that Lou and his crew can get out to you and solve the problem once and for all for good. Because that's what Garden State Earthworks does. Garden State Earthworks is the real deal. And they will drain the water away once and for all from your house, and you will have a dry backyard. And if you don't do it, well, water problems never go away on their own. They only get worse. So reach out to them today. They're super busy this time of year. But if you tell them I sent you, they will make you a priority. 856-848-4444. 856-848-4444. That's the number to call. You tell them I sent you. Or go to GardenStateEarthworks.com. They drain the water away. Our backyard in our new house was a pond. I'm telling you, it was an actual pond. And then Lou and his team drained that water away. We've never had a water problem again. You don't want to get into your basement. You don't want it destroying your pool liner or your pool, damaging your hardscaping, and all the other problems that stagnant water causes, from mosquitoes to God only knows what else. So deal with it before it turns into an even bigger problem and an even bigger financial headache. 856-848-4444, GardenStateEarthworks.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.